Soccer's 2018 World Cup begins today in Russia and will run through mid-July. In 2014, Brazil hosted, Germany won. This year, 32 teams from around the world will compete, 736 players, 64 games played at 12 stadiums. The U.S. didn't qualify, but yesterday was awarded the 2026 games to share with Canada and Mexico, so that's something. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, I love this morning on the BBC, a Russian was saying, you know, we don't even really like soccer. Russia isn't a favorite to take it all. But which teams are the favorites this year?
Yeah, that's one of those, it seems a little like motivated reasoning or, oh, we don't really like, by the way, we're not predicted to win. And the only reason we're in the cup is because the host always gets a team in the cup.
Right.
By the way, that's an open question. Will the United States automatically qualify because they're sharing with Mexico and Canada?
Yeah.
There's no odds on favorite this year. There's no team that's dominant, but sort of the usual suspects of soccer greatness and recent soccer greatness would be considered the favorites. Germany, Spain, Brazil. Germany won the last one. Spain recently replaced their manager. And by recently, I mean 2 days ago, he took a job with the club team, Real Madrid. National Federation didn't like that. So their coach is out.
I know.
I don't know how that'll affect things.
Everything's in an uproar.
Yeah. And here's the thing with Brazil. They've won the most World Cups, but they have won all of their World Cups except one in their hemisphere or in the Americas. So going to Europe, they did it in 1958 in Sweden. Can they do it again? Perhaps they can. As you mentioned, you know, in Brazil, Germany won. So you can cross an ocean and win a World Cup.
Right. I love the global nature of this. Egypt has this player, Mohamed Salah, who played for Liverpool, where fans there created this chant, if he's good enough for you, he's good enough for me. If he scores another few, then I'll be Muslim too. I mean, it has a way of, you know, bringing people together. Half the world will be watching this.
I guess. Is that chant really on the cutting edge of wokeness? I don't know. They love Salah.
For Liverpool,
Salah
I think.
Yeah. Salah's one of these guys. So Egypt has one of the 10 best players in the world and then 10 of the, I don't know, some other player. But they have a chance because they're in this rather weak group, actually. And so getting out of group play, there are the powerhouses. But just with one or two wins or a couple of ties, you can see upsets in the especially first round of the World Cup.
We have to mention it could be the last World Cup for some of the giants. Argentina's Messi, Portugal's Ronaldo.
Yeah, Ronaldo, what a great player for Portugal. And Portugal plays Spain in their first game. That's one of the most anticipated games of the tournament. Lionel Messi, perhaps the greatest scorer in international soccer history. These guys are aged, but I know that they have something in their feet. They have something left.
And who else should we look for? Poland's Lewandowski, maybe? I mean, who are some of the other names to look for?
Well, I'll give you a country. Peru, if you want a country who really can do some damage. You don't think of the Peruvians, but they got their star player back, Guerrero, from what could have been a suspension. And Peru's a plausible country to make some noise. But how can you not root for Iceland? This is a country that became the smallest country ever to qualify for the World Cup. They did well in the European tournament. They scored almost all their goals on the same play, a throw-in. Maybe other teams are scouting that play.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right,
but
Iceland.
The Vikings could win.
Iceland it is. Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst and editor of the new book, Upon Further Review. Thank you, Mike.